Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. We are so glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And joining me, Dr. Alice Benton. Hello, Alice.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
The new mother of a little guy named Walter, which I love that name. That was my dad's name. And then also the wise and wonderful Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Well, we're glad everybody's with us. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to be on the radio, it's a simple phone call, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for 1 hour today. Tomorrow, we've got a special program. Really excited about this. The book that we're giving away as a way of saying thank you is Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. And this is out of the Arterburn Wellness series. And Timothy Smith, the co-author, is going to be on the program tomorrow with us. So if you have an ADD question, boy, tomorrow is a great day to do that. And if you have a child that has attention deficit disorder, he just lays it out here, you know, making the relationship, not all the other stuff, the priority, thinking long range with this child. These are just some of the points that he'll make tomorrow and that are in the book. And don't escalate when you discipline, and just all sorts of really good stuff. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But if you make a contribution to New Life of any amount, we'll send this Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. Changing the subject, I was getting ready for our weekend Living Light, and I was looking at some material, refreshing some things for the presentations, and it was 10 years ago that I did a sermon, part of a series, The Seven Deadly Sins, out at Saddleback for Rick Warren, and I was asked to do the one on gluttony, and it just reminded me of so many things that we talk about at this wonderful, wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, you know, that no piece of chocolate cake ever feels better than loose pants. That's just a concept. And that, you know, that our enemies are elastic and spandex and clothes that expand and all sorts of great biblically based truth, such as that the body is the temple, the holy temple, and we need to treat it that way. Yeah, go ahead.
Steve, I mean, this conference is near and dear to my heart because it's one in a different form that we did years ago that I used to teach at. And over the years, you have only improved upon it and have so much wisdom in this area. And so I love this because it's about so much more than weight. But one of the byproducts is people do lose weight.
They really do. And, you know, looking deeper in the file, one of the great honors of my life was being in the National Enquirer with Oprah Winfrey. And I was on her show, and the next week, of all things, I'm in the National Enquirer with her, that I had diagnosed that her eating problem, which, you know, she, in the very beginning, she was very, very big, and that her eating problem related to her childhood abuse and depression and stuff. And so it was so fun to see the National Enquirer. But here's the point. I've been working on this. I've been thinking about this. I've been doing this for years. If you want to have an experience that'll transform your life, and you use food as the excuse to get every other area of your life together, then you come join us. It's not too late. It's this weekend. It's in D.C., 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that. If you want to join us on the program right now, you can call 1-800-229-3000, and we would love for you to do that. Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Stephen Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us today on New Life Live. And we'll take your calls right after this break and a couple of words.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'll say one more thing about living light. You know, one of the great concepts that we deal with is not how much you weigh, but how much space is taken inside your brain over the obsessions and the compulsions. The obsessions with shame, fear, guilt that lead to the compulsive behavior, that's what we deal with, the space inside. And I'm telling you, when you leave, you have insight into yourself you didn't have before, and it's no wonder so many people have lost so much weight. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. If you have an issue of food, we'll help you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, I just have to add that you also bring God into the process and teach us what role grace plays in getting healthy. And I don't know other programs that do that. And so it helps us harness God's supernatural help in what is a very difficult process of losing weight. As a new mom wanting to get back into shape again, I use the principles that I have learned from you, from the book, from the weekend.
Well, as you know, shame and self-condemnation, it doesn't help anybody. It just drives you to comfort yourself. And as we all know, food is not our God. Comfort becomes the God when we are just saturated in the shame. And I really believe if somebody comes and you have any way to use food as the excuse to deal with the issues, you'll be really glad that you did. But right now, let's go and let's talk with Joseph from Sacramento, California. Listens on KFIA. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
Fair, I can say.
What's going on? What is happening?
Okay. Well, me and my girlfriend of 10 years, we have two children, and we live together. And while she's living in the house, she's dating other people. She's receiving expensive gifts. She's going on dates with him. All this kind of stuff. And then I asked her, well, what about us? You know, can we go on a date? No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. This is so interesting to me. Are you a believer? Because you're listening to Christian radio, and I'm just curious.
Yes, I am a believer.
How did you guys end up living together rather than being married if you're a believer? I'm just curious how you got into this situation.
It was just timing, I guess. It happened like that. But, you know, I'm going to say one thing to her credit. She wanted to get married. She did. I wasn't ready, I don't think. So then I said, you know, then I came to the point where, yeah, I'm ready. She said, no, you had your chance. I'm not going to marry you. That's it.
Well, you know, statistics bear out that if you want to marry somebody and you move in with them, you have lowered your chances of getting married whenever you go against, you know, what the Bible teaches about all this kind of stuff.
Right. Because
we want to help.
The trust is broken, Joseph. And so, you know, she's angry with you. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we can't go back, but I don't know that we're ever ready, you know, and so I guess I wonder, were you not ready before you had the two kids, or were you not ready during having the two kids? You know, at some point, what you're choosing, even if indirectly, kind of dictates how you should move forward. And so I think there needs to be some humble confessing to her of how much you missed the boat here, how much you missed the opportunity. Go ahead.
You know, I did do that. Okay. And she's like, it's nothing. It's over. I don't care. Whatever, you know. And the only thing I'm really stressing really bad about, I have two young children.
Yeah.
One is five and one is 5 months.
So what, other than when she's out with somebody else, which is totally irresponsible, what kind of mother is she when she's there?
She's, I'm going to say pretty good, pretty good. But I don't like the fact that, when that phone rings or she's text, she ignores the kids. You know, it's like, this is more important than my kids are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, it's
that's what
it's
I don't like.
It's all tragic. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Alice, I mean, first we got to get him back in relationship with God, I think. That's the first priority. What do you think it would be a good first step for him? Because it doesn't sound like, I mean, you know, she's on a drug. It's called romance and all sorts of other stuff. Mm-hmm. But how do we help him? I mean, this is a really, really crummy situation.
Well, Joseph, I want to pursue two different ideas with you. One is piggybacking on what Jill already said, because I heard when you said, yes, I already had that conversation mm-hmm. with my girlfriend. But we want to dig into that a little bit, because the way we have that conversation really affects the outcome. And I think Jill was right on the money. I want to ask you to go back to your girlfriend again, even though you have done it before, and ask her, tell me, what have I done that has gotten in the way of our trust? What have I done that has broken our trust? Because I want to do whatever I can on my side of this. I want to get my side of the street clean. And so I need to hear from you what I've done in the past, what's hurt you, and what I can do to rebuild trust. But I also want to add, Joseph, I think you're going to need support in this. You're in a very difficult position. And I hear your concern for your young children, of course. Mm-hmm. So I think humbling yourself is a necessary ingredient. But you're also going to have to learn how to put some boundaries in place to protect yourself going forward if she won't begin to engage with you. And so I think you also need to consider going to counseling. And as we say many times on New Life, to let her know, I'm going to get help for us and for our kids because I care about us. I need and I want you to come with. I hope you do. This is when mm-hmm. the appointment is. But even if you don't go, I am going for our sake, for the sake of our family. Because a counselor will help you long-term strategize. If your girlfriend won't respond to you, what you need to do to protect your family unit. Joseph, are you willing to take those steps?
Oh, yes. Of course I am. You know, and while you mentioned that, I asked, you know, I know a reverend, just one guy, I know him personally. And he said, well, just come to church, because I confided in him. And he's like, well, just come, bring her to church. And she wouldn't even go to church with me. I went, but she wouldn't go.
So we want to jump on that, Joseph, because mm-hmm. we want you to keep going. So
yeah, I think, you know, women say a lot of things, Joseph, you know, in their hurt. And, it you know, it may be that she's done. But at the same time, she will be watching you. I mean, she's got 10 years invested here and two kids. And you guys just had a baby 5 months ago. That's not so long ago that you were creating a second child. So I would start doing exactly what Alice is talking about. You start doing the right things and let her watch. And you invite her each time, but you continue to go and let her know, you know, I've really messed up, but I'm trying to get it right now.
And let me say this. A passive man ceases to exist in the mind of a woman who is unfaithful. And anything that you do, it has to be the right thing, and it has to be done with boldness. Not an uncaring or unkind boldness, but it has to be intentional and purposeful, and it has to be in line with what God has called you to be and to do as a man. Otherwise, it's just it's going to be a waste of time and effort. So you're really going to have to step up your spiritual game. Now, I don't really care. Okay, I care. But I care more about what happens to you and your children and you as the leader and the father of those kids than whether or not you guys get back together. Because I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to you. And she may be so far, as we say, she may be so far in the weeds that she's not coming out. But you, you can be the man that your kids need. So, and then if you are, if you become that godly man that they need, you are so much more appealing to her. Most of the time, romances like she's in, they don't last longer than about 6 months. Unless they're really sick, and then they last longer. But I tell you, you need to get in a men's Bible study. You need to find somebody to help you take care of those kids. You need to be seeing a counselor. You need to step up the spiritual game in your life, whether she ever pays attention to you again. It's up to you. It's your duty as a father and a man. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, now I'm going to send you every man's Bible. I want you to hold on. I'm going to see if we can't find a great counselor for you. And if there is any way I could get you to take your life back, boy, I would do it right now. And I am so glad that you called. Now, I don't want Joseph to feel shame over this, but I do have to use this as a teaching moment to say anybody else that's dating and thinks it's just such an amazing opportunity to live together and see how it's all going to go, you could not be doing anything more foolish. I got to tell you something. God is really, really smart. And you will not go wrong by following God's truth. It will lead you to redemptive relationship, not destructive relationship. And over again, when you take things into your own hands, you lose. Kids lose. Everybody loses. But God's truth, you don't lose, because he didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to take stuff from you. He came to give you a life you never even dreamed you could have. So that's what we want for him. All right, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Joy from Anaheim, California. KKLA is the station. Hi, Joy. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I called a month ago regarding difficulties in our daughter's marriage. And the intensity of it. You guys sent me a book a while ago about how we love. My husband and I are starting to read that. But further, that my daughter's in this conflicted situation with a husband who is mean to her verbally, asks for the big D often. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to be the great, strong girl she is. But she gets hooked in these arguments with him because mm-hmm. she wants to work on a marriage. They have a 6-month-old. My question today, how does this affect the baby? They came out for a week and my husband had to leave the room because they get into it with each other in front of us. And it was so horrible. And we're wondering at home, they're far away, 3,000 miles, how does this affect the baby while she's trying to get well and she is reading the destructive marriage book?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly destructive. Anyway, how does this affect the baby? She is a college grad, but she isn't really studying how this can affect a baby to be in conflict, you know, with a husband.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's absolutely horrible, right? You know that.
I know that, but I haven't like studied it like you guys. And her little sister got a degree in that, but I just thought there's stuff she needs to know how to protect. So just get into it right there in front of the baby.
Right, and so you've heard us talk about chaotic homes, haven't you, or being raised in a chaotic home and what that produces? Well, that's that
you know,
kind
this
of...
the whole pregnancy and then mm-hmm. now 6 months.
Right, right. Yeah,
so
what you have to do is you have to do your best of assessing whether or not, for the sake of everybody involved, if a legal separation... so that the baby isn't raised in constant turmoil like that, whether or not that's a step that you need to help your daughter take. Jill, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, Joy, I mean, Steve's right. You do know that it affects the baby. I mean, children feel their parents. They can't put it into words, but they, you know, it becomes a part of them and a part of their upbringing, and they have to develop ways to cope, and they don't have those ways to cope yet. You know, they're needing protection. And so it does affect them, and it affects their nervous system. But, you know, we all have things that affect us, and so we can't go back and change this now, but your daughter can work at changing it moving forward so that hopefully, as the future goes on, the baby has, you know, calmer experiences for which to balance things out.
But, you know,
what
about your husband sitting down with the man and saying to his son-in-law, you know, I just had to leave the room sometimes, and what you're doing here to the child alone. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. Let me find a way to make things better for you guys. And maybe appealing to him man to man might be a good step. We'll hear from Alice right after this.
I'm about 100 pounds overweight. I'm 30 years old, and I'm just really discouraged. I'm scared. Yeah. I don't want to fail again.
Does this sound like your story? It doesn't have to. You don't have to be defined by how much you weigh any longer. New Life's Living Light Workshop can help. The workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn and Michelle Spadafora, plus small group sessions led by a licensed Christian counselor and morning workout sessions designed to meet you at your own pace. It takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. If you're finally ready to stop going from diet to diet and begin a comprehensive plan that provides freedom in every area of your life, the Living Light Workshop is the weight loss and living free plan for you. Call 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Joy, and there's no joy in my heart over the situation of a child being born where the parents are just at each other's throats. And it's a great reminder to everybody that, you know, it does impact kids when you create the turmoil rather than that sense of safety and belonging that's there at every age that they're going through. But Alice, what are you thinking here? What could be done to help this baby and this mother?
Joy, the good news is that you have influence in the life of your daughter and the baby. So we want to share with you a couple of ideas that you and possibly your daughter could implement to protect the baby and to help build that emotional nurturing and emotional support for the child. I have three kids, five and under, and just the other day, my husband and I were playfully wrestling, and our three-year-old started to cry because, Joy, like you're saying, kids are so sensitive to what they even think the emotional temperature is in the room. And so children can become overly responsible. They can try to step in the middle when they become old enough to do so. And so your concerns are very well placed. So a couple of the ideas are that this timing is all about building attachment. Mm-hmm. And so the time you and your husband can pour into your grandchild's life and make eye contact with the baby, talk to the baby, that builds a bond for the child, and it helps secure emotional maturity and emotional attachment moving forward. And it can work against some of the negativity that's going on between your daughter and husband, her husband. Your husband also gave a great example when he walked out of the room. And I want to ask you to talk with your daughter about doing the same, or play this call for her later on. Because you said she engages in the argument because she cares so much about the relationship and she wants it to be better. But for the time being, and to protect the baby, it may be best to walk out of the room as your husband did when the arguments begin and when voices are raised, to let her husband know, I will talk with you once we can speak calmly about this. But if we're going to argue, then I need to step out of the room. If she can even tell him that before the next argument starts, to protect our relationship and to protect our child, if we start to argue, I'm going to step out of the room until we can both calm down.
Mm-hmm. So important. And then the other thing that we talked about at the break is you as the grandmother can make up, and your husband too, you can make up for any kind of deficit. You can really have impact on this child.
Yeah, you can become part of the primary caretaking team because you will be in the baby's life long term. So instead of having someone else come in, if you guys, give to this child and are consistent and calming and loving, that gives the child some options in life.
So we were even saying, the more babysitting that you can do, building the grandparent bond early, the better. You're not responsible for this, but the more input that you can have, downloading love. My wife really has shown this to me with our kids. You know, eyeball to eyeball, downloading love, security to the child from
lots of holding.
Yeah, that you
lots
can do
of holding
that
in the first 2 years.
What do you think about that?
They're 3,000 miles away, so we're praying they move back.
Oh, bummer.
She's trying to get out here every couple months now that she knows it's so intense and not super open. When they came out, my husband did talk for an hour with them.
Good.
And he explained what you guys kind of started to on the last call about texting an old girlfriend. But when my husband confronted him about it, he said, yeah, I'm not willing to sever that.
Mm.
My husband was like appalled because he doesn't have it in his mind.
Yeah.
For the benefit of his marriage, you'd never contact anyone from your past.
Well,
friend.
You know what? If he is involved with somebody else like that, you know, he's essentially saying, I'm not committed to you. I'm not committed to this relationship. And so I don't know if it's possible that you could provide your daughter with a place for her to go, but she's not in a committed relationship with a man. No wonder.
Jealousy. He says it's jealousy and not trusting, but even their pastor and priest said no, it's not, but he's still not willing.
It's just
completely
silly.
Sever if she has an emergency. It's not something they do talk very often, but it's crazy.
It's very sad when a man is so immature and self-obsessed, and you just have to wonder how much horrible upbringing he was given, or what kind of choices he made early on that this is who he wants to be as a man with these children. So it's very sad.
And so often you see this around when women are pregnant or giving birth or have a new baby in the home.
Right.
Because men are not in touch with the fact that they, you know, that they want to be the baby and that they then are displaced. And so many don't know how to step into that man and father role as the supporter and giving the mother and the baby time during a time where God has designed for the mother to be preoccupied with the baby and for the dad to be the support. So it's a lot of immaturity.
Yeah. And so that's why we end up with this. My wife and I adapted this term king baby. That's what this guy wants to be, is king baby, and he is. Now, I'm going to send you, take your life back. I want you to send it to her. I think it can help. I wish we had easier hope but am I ever thrilled that you're involved and your husband is such a champion for the right thing versus not standing up for it. He's a great example, but I just hope you can provide a safe place for your daughter if she ever needs it. You're listening to New Life Live, and we're glad that you are. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's somebody's there that cares about you.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Tom and Patty were just in the studio there, and just great examples of supporters and of New Life. And really glad. Anytime you want to come by, you know, we're in Lake Forest, just come by the studio and stop by. They said it was just like
I know. I love what
home.
They said. It was like walking into a family. We love that.
Mm. Speaking of home, there's the laughter of the home owner, Larry Sonnenberg. You know, Larry, we were just on the phone, and such an example of horrible fatherhood. And one of the things that, and you know this, that I've admired about you with your sons is what a great godly father that you are to them. And to see the connection that you guys have after all these years has been such an inspiration. And I want people to know, you know, you're not just the guy that comes in and talks about finances and the need for support and what we do with it, but you are an example of what we hope that people experience after being part of taking their life back, coming to New Life. You know, when we talk about life recovery, we're not talking about recovering from a problem or an addiction. We're talking about recovering the life that God intended you to live. And that call we just did, there's an example of a man deeply confused and distracted and causing destruction. But I'm just proud to be part of what you stand for and what you've done in your own family.
Well,
having said that, let's talk about what you came in to talk about.
Well, I'm always here to encourage folks to consider that they need to support this great ministry. And today, it seems to be EMB Day and Scholarship Day.
You mean every man's battle?
I'm sorry. I have a bad habit. I'm
sorry. Because people don't know what that is. You know,
you're
they
right.
Think it's just alphabet or something.
Right.
Every man's battle day. Okay,
yeah.
What's every man's battle day?
Well, Tom and Patty came in, and Tom was introduced to Every Man's Battle Workshop.
Yeah.
I had a couple of testimonies come across my desk, and from the most recent Every Man's Battle Workshop. And I'd like to read a couple short little paragraphs.
Yeah, do it.
First one says, this was not just a workshop. It was so much more. Why did I delay my healing so long? I knew about New Life and Every Man's Battle since the 90s. But I'm here now through God, New Life, and those who donated so that I was able to receive a scholarship, which just points to the possibility of giving towards the scholarship fund.
Yeah.
The other one said, these few days at this workshop have truly transformed my life. The clutter is gone and has been replaced by clarity. Mm. My fear has been replaced by genuine love. My bondage has been replaced with God's freedom. I now feel free to genuinely love and experience true love with men and women. And he's
there
talking about his group of guys he bonded with.
Mm. So great.
And then I was making thank you calls this morning. And first guy, I get some voicemail messages. First voice-to-voice contact, the man says, I tell him thank you for his gift. He says, well, we think a lot of your ministry, especially, and he used the initials EMB, Every Man's Battle. And he went on to tell me about his sustained victory group and just how unique this thing is and that it helps him in life in all aspects. And so when you support New Life, you are supporting so many things. This is just one of them. Every workshop we do, there's a registration fee, but it doesn't pay for the whole thing. So you're subsidizing and helping people get to those workshops when you support.
Sure are. Yeah.
So thank you for your support.
So if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. Larry's made it required reading for everybody around here. But I think you'll really find it a great, great book. So many people have this problem, and it really is a way to turn it into a blessing. That's our way of saying thanks. But thank you, Larry, and you keep up the good work. Larry goes to every man's battle, or almost every one of them. He's there on the weekends ministering, and I'm just so grateful to him. But if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we will use that to help somebody else. All right, let's go to, let's talk with Marie from Washington, D.C., listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there, how you doing?
Fine.
What's going on in your life today? Yeah, we're here. Steve Arterburn, Dr. Alice Benn, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Yeah, hi.
Hi. My daughter, she just turned 19. She lives with me and my husband. We are Christians. Throughout her high school year, she never really dated guys. She had a boyfriend when she was in ninth grade. And we questioned, her with guys or, with women, and she denied it. So recently, she came out and told us that she is homosexual.
Okay. Sorry.
It's something that we kind of knew.
Yeah.
But now it's like I am and you accept it and it is what it is per se is how she, coming out now with us with it.
Right.
So
okay.
It's just kind of hard. I know
sure.
we do love her no matter what, but we just want to make sure we handle things God's way. And she do still live with us. She's going to school part time. So I just wanted to get advice and just see what.
Yeah.
We need to do definitely pray, but just see what we need to do.
Well, let's start with you, Alice. What are your thoughts here? This is a very common phone call. In fact, I was on the phone with a neighbor from years ago, and it was this exact phone call. Steve, what do we do? Alice, what are you thinking here?
Marie, we think you're already on the right track because you already said I love her no matter what, and that's God's way right there. But you also need space to grieve, and you'll need to do that apart from your daughter. Do you have women in your life with whom you can talk about this and pour out whatever it is, anger, sadness, regret? Do you have people you can talk about with that? You do. All right. Good.
Yes, I had one particular lady that I had done that with.
Now, I want you to keep doing that proactively. I would even say to set up a couple of dates with this friend of yours so that you can make sure you're getting into your, what I would call the grieving process here, because you had hopes and dreams, you have beliefs and values for your daughter. And so if you can do that on one side, you will be able to more cleanly continue to love her and accept her, even if you disagree with her lifestyle. It will also be important, and I believe she'll probably have known this just because she lives with you and you've tried to give her your Christian beliefs. I think that on one occasion we need to express our beliefs. So to let her know you have. Good.
And yeah, but then you don't have to do that over and over again.
I know, and I read that, and that's why I don't. I mean, she goes to church all the time. I mean, she's in church with us all the time, and I told my husband we don't need to keep bringing up that because she already knows. She knows.
No, but here's something that I think you can use, and it's a vocabulary word that she's quite familiar with. There was a time when those that would say, well, here's why I am gay, they would say, I was born this way, and many people say that to this day, that they are born this way. But many times we saw in recent years, past 10 years especially, some of the folks that were really into talking about lesbianism, being a lesbian, all of a sudden they got married. And a new word came up, and I think this is a word that that actually gives you some hope, and it's encouraging when she knows that you know it. And it's the word fluid. Where they went from, you're born this way, to, well, you know, a woman's sexuality is actually quite fluid, is what they would say. So I wouldn't be talking about that every time, but at the right time, there might be an occasion if she ever says, well, you know, I just don't know how I feel right now, or this isn't what I thought, or something, you would be ready to say, well, you know, sexuality is, for a female, can be quite fluid. In other words, you can flow back the other way. There are many examples of this, whereas, 20 years ago, there weren't that many in the media that you could point to. So I just say, don't give up hope. Continue to pray for her. Be there for her. Don't preach her. But be ready to, you know, offer her an invitation to, hey, you can do what others who've done, who have made the choices you've made here, you can decide it can be different.
Well, and I think that's a really important point, Steve, because in saying that, you're planting the idea for her. And that, you know, that they are showing this, that women can fall in love with lots of different types of people. And so it's about how we feel and about our connection. And Marie, for you, not to put any, you know, to make you feel bad, but it's also about a younger mother hunger is often, and that doesn't mean that you did things wrong, but it may have meant that there is something that got blocked in the connection between the two of you. And so that's something to think about. Just connecting with her, you know, not about this, but in other ways. And you know, keeping that connection going, I think, is really important.
And also, this is not the main point, but it's a point. She wants you to accept her. She must accept you, and she knows how you feel and how you've believed all your life, her life. So she needs to be part of that accepting also. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Dr. Hubbard, you had a comment.
So I just had a comment a little bit more for Marie. Marie, yeah. You know, your daughter has been processing this for a long time. And even though you've been aware of it, you know, most parents are hoping that it's not true. So with the reality of her presenting this, you guys need some room to be able to process as well. And I think it's important to let her know that she's already, you know, where she's at, but you guys kind of need to catch up to speed. And you'd like there to be times when you can have some open dialogue, not to convince her otherwise, but just to understand how she sees things, how she came to this decision, and to help you have some understanding in your process.
Very nice. All right. Thank you for that. And I'm going to send her a copy of How We Love. Great insight in there. Get that to you. I think you're going to like it. I've got to wish I could get to these other calls. I can't. It's Shaw Day from Columbia, Maryland, WAVA, my final caller here. But any of you that are on the line, please call our call center at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. They can help you many times better than we can here. But Shaw Day, how can we help you? I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Good. Hello, everybody. I was calling because I'm in a marriage. I am going through a divorce now, but I had fled my husband for domestic violence with putting his hands on me. It was verbal. And, you know, my question was, how do you recognize someone with narcissistic behavior in a marriage once you're already married into that marriage? I know during the time, I recently fled him in November and pressed charges and everything, and I ended up in a shelter. And with a month and a half, I ended up getting myself together, ended up getting a place and a car and everything like that. And I just really, that's a question that I have, but I just wanted, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we can tell you what some hallmarks of narcissism are. I just am glad that you got yourself safe and didn't think that, you know, you needed to stay there and take that and all sorts of bad advice that you might get. But, Jill, you want to just start us off with one of the hallmarks of a narcissistic behavior?
Right. I think when you notice that your spouse is easily wounded, that things that normally would not elicit that kind of response, so they seem to be overly sensitive. When you notice that they don't seem to have compassion for your feelings, but are very focused on their feelings. When there's a lack of interest in things that don't, you know, things that don't interest them or things that you're interested in, they don't really share that.
Correct.
When there's a little bit of crazy making in denial of reality that's right in front of them.
Yeah. And so anything that preserves the image, his image, is the big priority. Anything that is a threat to how he looks and is perceived by others, anything that's a threat, then he will attack that. And the one thing that you did is that you're strong enough to move out of there, which means you were strong enough not to just take his word for something, which probably led to him being violent with you, mm-hmm. is that they just, they are so wounded and so weak inside that if anybody, doesn't go along with what they think is true, right, and real, then they've got to shut that down. But we've got a book. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I noticed so much in my husband, the brokenness in him, and there's an alliance, and a lot of it is a generational curse that's passed down through the men in his family, which is dominance, power, and control. And
it's amazing how that's in so many families.
Yeah. Very.
But when you recognized it, what?
When I recognized that in him, and you know, going through it, you know, with him putting his hands on me and verbally, and I looked at him, and I was just like, I took that stand when he left to leave out, and then going to a shelter and getting myself together, and not having finances, and just allowing God to really minister to my heart. And you know, I'm not broken. I'm not broken at all.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of people mentally condition their minds to think that that they need to fix them, or how can I get this person that was so romantic in the beginning back? And the thing is, it's the enemy that packages it different to make you look at it different.
All right. To that end, let me send you the Life Recovery Bible, because that will give you a path and a process to keep the enemy at bay. And I love this Bible, and it's going to help you a lot. It's the Life Recovery Bible. Now, that's just one example of somebody's hurt who is now hurting other people. Yeah, go ahead there, Alice.
Well, Steve, I want to apply Sade's question moving forward, because I think that there are a couple of things that can keep us blind to characteristics in others, which is when we date in isolation and when we date out of loneliness.
Right.
And when we haven't healed from our own history, we can be blind to some of those negative, toxic characteristics.
Mm-hmm. We get sucked in by their charm.
Yep. Sade, moving forward, get yourself with safe people and keep talking to them about what you're doing and who you're seeing, please.
Yeah. You know, John 10:10 says the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. And if yours is not rich and satisfying, we can help you. This weekend, we're going to do Living Light right there in D.C. Somebody that attended one of our weight loss events said, my life before going to that workshop was unhealthy, incomplete, all despite of efforts to maintain control. I carried my burdens inside, pushed away most people who tried to get close to me and become friends. But the workshop was eye-opening to a painful point at times. However, through the pain and discomfort, I found a better understanding of my thought process that led to my unhealthy habits. Now, I'm making changes, taking actions in a positive and healthy direction. That's what we want for you. And if you are addicted to some of the major addictions like heroin, morphine, chocolate fudge, if any of those apply, you could benefit from our Living Light workshop this weekend. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will help you see life from a different perspective and no longer need the comfort of food. It will be something you use to nurture your body, but it won't be something to comfort your soul. You won't need it. That's our promise to you. Now, we need your help. We can't do this without you. We're only here because of over the years, faithful folks have come alongside and supported this ministry. And we just ask, if God is leading you, call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go online. It's pretty easy at newlife.com. But tell us that you want to help us. You could join Club New Life and be a regular giver at $30 a month. It is our 30th anniversary, and $30 a month is a pretty powerful way for you to support us on our 30th anniversary. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Everything we do is because somebody just like you said, I think I'm going to help. And whatever help you can be, it will be greatly appreciated. Now, we have other workshops coming up. Every Man's Battle is just around the corner, and that's going to be in Sacramento this very Friday. So, men, you don't even have to fret over it. You could just say, I'm going. And that's February the 9th in Sacramento. And then the next one after that is our Intimacy in Marriage. That's February 16th. And we've seen people that were done. Most people that come that were going to divorce, almost every one of them decide not to because of the work that's done there. And as most people know, these aren't just informational. You work with a Christian counselor on the issues that are destroying that marriage, and truly God has moved in miraculous ways in so many cases. And then we've got Restore for women impacted by sexual integrity, and Take Your Life Back. All of that is available, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can support us, we'll send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll be right here tomorrow. Join us, please.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. Make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.